A pair of local residents who spent time serving in Afghanistan are saddened to see the state of the country after the recent Taliban takeover. Mike Harrison, a retired captain with the Afghan Border Police, says his last flight out of Kabul took place about 8 years ago. The news of the Taliban takeover makes Harrison wonder about the sacrifices left in the sand and the ultimate sacrifice paid by so many so far away from home. The soldiers, sailors, and aviators I served with in Afghanistan didn't lose the war, he said in an email to Beta Day. They fought, trained, and otherwise served our country with distinction and should all hold their heads high and be proud to have stood up when their country called. Soldiers fight wars, politicians lose them. This nation-building exercise was a loss, no other way to put it. I feel for the people, especially the women of Afghanistan who are about to step 1,000 years back in time with the merciless policies of the Taliban. The scenes from the airport tell the story of desperation and portray the sense of abandonment that many must be feeling. NATO now joins the Soviet Union as parties to a loss in the graveyard of empires. Harrison, who is the head brewer at New Ontario Brewing Company in North Bay, highlighted his concerns recently in a column published by Beta Day in late July. See related. We can't leave the lambs to the wolves in Afghanistan. Longtime North Bay police officer Mike Hunter received a Canadian Peacekeeping Service Medal in 2016 in recognition for his effort serving in Afghanistan back in 2011 when he was attached to the European Union police mission through the RCMP International Police Operations Program. Hunter, who is currently working at the Ontario Police College in Aylmer, says his experience over there made him a changed officer. I was really surprised with all the work we have done in Afghanistan, setting up the infrastructure and their Afghan army as well as Afghan police. I was so surprised at how quickly the Taliban surge went across the country and not just certain cities and took over, noted Hunter. This has visions on 9/11 in that has happened with such surprise and speed. This has been planned for quite a while, I think. It is heartbreaking because of the Afghan people that are going to be affected by this. Families are going to possibly be killed and injured. All the ones that helped and worked with us along the way will be killed. It's just heartbreaking. See related. Police officer honored for his service in Afghanistan Hunter says he doesn't have anyone he worked with still trying to get out. He is, however, concerned with what will happen now with the Taliban in control. He truly feels for the people of Afghanistan. Moving forward, we are in a very hard position politically with the Taliban having control over the government and the insurgency has pretty much taken over the entire country, he said. We would be going into the middle of civil war and attempting to overthrow a government that is now in power. I think we are behind the eight ball. I think the best we can do now is to commit to helping the people the best we can. Try and get the refugees and the colleagues we've had over there, out of the country, and then see what happens from there. I really worry as to what is going to happen to the rest of world with a Taliban-run country.